Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Romans 4:17. And it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which are not as though they were. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I am your vessel. I am your servant. Use me, O God, in whatever way you deem necessary. Use my voice, my tongue, dear God. Use my heart and my breath. Use my heart and mind and spirit. I am yours, dear God, to be obedient unto you. I ask, dear God, that you would pour out upon me today your divine unction, the Holy Spirit, dear God, and allow me to bring forth whatsoever it is that you have given to me for this congregation today. I ask your blessing to be upon us in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. I thank you and praise you, dear God. Let this word go out and let it be glorifying you and uplifting in your ears, and let you, dear God, be pleased as it comes forward, and let it go out, dear God, throughout this congregation and throughout those, dear God, who are listening by live stream or radio or TV. And I ask, dear God, that you would bless them all and let this word strengthen their home and their families in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. We thank you and pray, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You can be seated. I have been following a leading of the Lord lately. Well, lately, I'm trying to do it all the time, but lately he's given me a specific place that I should be going. And y'all might remember me saying at some point, proclaim the victory. Amen? Proclaim the victory. In which the Lord spoke to my heart and told me that as a man of faith that I should start proclaiming the things I want to start see happening at the Haven of Hope Church. Amen?
Amen.
We speak things into existence.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to profess some things today, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Now, a few weeks ago, we were walking in the middle and standing in the middle of God's blessings on ministry and anointing and the power of God in services. And in the middle of at the end of one of those services, I can't remember which one it was, as we were getting ready to depart, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, give them this warning. Things are going so well that the enemy is afraid. And he is going to rear his head and begin to wreak havoc in families and households and within the church. Well, it didn't take the devil long at all to start doing it, to start working. Those things started happening, and immediately, that very week, three families came under attack. I'm telling you, serious attack. Three families were on the verge of splitting up. And I said, no, I ain't having it, devil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I started rebuking the devil on behalf of these families. And I started telling these families, remember what the Lord said to us, that the enemy was going to try to bring division. And they started joining in with me. They started speaking the positive. They started calling those things which are not as though they were. They started speaking and professing what it was that the Lord had given. Praise be unto God. And all those things got worked out and got delivered. Somebody say praise God. Can somebody lift up the name of the Lord Jesus today? Hallelujah. Well, that don't mean the enemy stopped, because he's keeping on. He's keeping on messing with our families and messing with our church. And the pastor's house ain't getting left out. And the pastor's extended family ain't getting left out. The enemy's coming hard. He's not just coming against our relationships. He's coming against our family's health. He's coming against their lives. He's coming against our peace. Come on, somebody. And we've got some choices to make. I'm not going to be one of those that lays down and let the enemy walk on me like a welcome mat. When the enemy starts coming at me, I'm not going to just sit there and give up and say, okay, he's coming, he's the devil, I'm done. Because if I do that, I truly am done. All right, come on, I'm not going to do it. And you know what? I'm going to stand here and encourage you and admonish you and kick you in the butt if I have to keep you from laying down and letting him walk all over you. Praise God. My Bible says that my God quickeneth the dead. Quickeneth means to secure, to strengthen, to set in place. Why would you worry about strengthening and quickening the dead? Because God, even though you're dead on this planet, even though you're dead to the flesh, you are still God's child. And when you're dead, he's taking you and receiving you under his bosom. Come on now, somebody. You're still his child. Even though the enemy rears his head, you're still his child. Even though the enemy works on your family, you're still his child. Even though he comes against your peace, you're still his child. And he holds you dear and precious. Amen. Now we're not going to lay. Are you going to lay down? No. Are you going to lay down and become a welcome mat for the devil to just wreak havoc in your home? I came here to tell you today that I'm going to fight it. Now you can decide for yourself. You can join in with me and fight it with me on your behalf. Or you can lay down and become a rug. I'm going to fight it. Is anybody else in here going to fight it with me? Is anybody else going to fight for your family, for your home, for your church, for your extended family? Anybody else going to fight for that? And there's three things we're going to fight. We're going to fight the good fight. We ain't going at the devil with fists and teeth. We was talking about gnashing of teeth this morning when the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the priests went gnashing at Stephen because he was preaching to the truth. He was preaching to them. They got so mad they went and jumped on him and started biting on him with their teeth. I ain't that hungry yet, son. We ain't got to go biting on the devil, but we can beat him just the same. We ain't got to go and using the devil's tactics against him. We need to use what thus saith the Lord. We need to use the tactics that God puts in his word. Let me tell you what those tactics are. We're going to fight the devil. We're going to fight it prayerfully. We're going to fight it scripturally. And we're going to fight him, most importantly, victoriously in the prayer of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, my Bible tells me to pray without ceasing. We need to be praying over our home, praying over our family, praying over our extended family as much as we can. I can't tell you the times I'm riding down the road and I just break out in prayer, praying over somebody, some people, my family, y'all. Y'all ever do that? I get to riding down the road and I look up and I see a beautiful sky and I start thinking about how good God is and I start praising him, then I start praying. Amen? We're going to fight it prayerfully. The scriptures tells us to pray without ceasing, to continue to pray over our families, to lift them up. And you need to pray specific. Pray God's blessings and pray defeat of the enemy. Speak the defeat of the enemy against your family. Speak his defeat. And call those things which are not as though they were. Even though the enemy's coming at you with sickness, even though he's coming at your finances, even though he's coming at your peace, even though he's coming at your love, even though he's coming at your children, you don't have to lay down and take it. You can pray, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. God, I proclaim your victory on my children. God, I proclaim your victory on my finances. God, I proclaim your victory with me and my husband, with me and my wife. I proclaim your victory, dear God. We can pray and speak through faith. Proclaim the victory. Somebody say amen. Now, we're going to fight it scripturally. My Bible tells me that we need to confess our sins. We confess our sins to God and we confess our sins to one another. Now, you need to be careful who you confess your sins to.
Amen.
Because there's a whole lot of them in the church that are turning around against you.
Come on now.
I've met a few of them.
Yes, amen.
You have too. You just might not know it. But you need to confess. You know what confession does? It releases sin from your heart. The devil, whenever a person, a Christian, has sin in their heart, well, Christian or not, whenever somebody has sin in their heart, they have what is called a foothold. I heard a preacher one time talking about demonic spirits, and they have like their feet are like bird's claws, that they wrap their claws and their talons around a tree limb. When you got sin in your heart, it's like that talon is wrapped around, it's like a tree limb for the talon of the devil or a demon to wrap his claws around it and hold on in your heart and in your spirit and in your home. When you got sin in your life, he's got a room to attack. My Bible tells me that we confess our sins and confess our faults one to another. And I'm telling you, I have seen it come to pass that whenever somebody's demon possessed or they're being afflicted by demons, I have spoken to them and I've said, confess your sin. Confess every sin you've got and repent. And as soon as, because you couldn't deliver them from that demon, the demon had a foothold and wasn't going to let go. And I couldn't deliver them. And I said, you need to confess your sin. And every time I'd done it and confessed their sin, then I would cast that demon out with ease. They would be set free from the demonic oppression. If you got a demonic oppression in your home messing with your family, you got a demonic oppression in your heart and in your life and in your peace messing with your peace, you need to confess your sin. I'm getting ready to mess with you. You ain't fitting to like it. I told you when I first warned you about these attacks coming against the family, I said to you, when you realize that these attacks are coming, you have to be the one to fight it. Let me tell you how you have to be the one to fight it. When you realize that you're under an attack with your wife or with your husband, you have to fight it. You have to be the one to admit and confess you're wrong. I know I said that, and several of them, of these spouses, said, well, I don't know what he's thinking about. I ain't never telling her I'm wrong. I ain't never telling him I'm wrong. Well, if you want to keep fighting, keep right on. If you want to keep fighting to the point that you get destroyed, keep right on. Keep right on holding on to that. Because I'm going to tell you something. If there's a conflict, it takes two. Somebody's wrong on both sides. It takes two to have a conflict. And if you want the conflict resolved, somebody has got to be strong enough. Somebody got to be bold enough. Somebody got to be big enough. And somebody got to be courageous enough to be the first one to say, I'm wrong. Let's get past this. Because if you don't, you're perpetuating your misery. And as soon as you, somebody just heard that and didn't like it. They know it's the truth, but they didn't like it. Hallelujah. As soon as you realize that there is turmoil going on in your home between you and your spouse or you and somebody else, you can end it or you can stir it up. can make it all go away and let peace come back in, or you can stir up more turmoil. A whole lot of folks would rather stir up turmoil than admit they're wrong. And you know, they can do that. They do that, and they continue to live in their misery. And they continue to make other people miserable all around them. Come on, somebody. I know you husbands can say amen. Because you do it too. Ha! You thought I was getting by on you, didn't you? You wives thought, he's fixing to attack me, but he done buried my husband. Guess what? You do it too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But if you want, if what had happened was, if you want to get out of that turmoil, you have to be the one to say, this is the devil. He's using me. What? I have to admit the devil's using me. He's using me, and he's using you. I am going to not let him use me anymore. I'm confessing my sin. I'm confessing my error because I want to see peace. What? You want me to say that to my wife, Brother Matt? I want you to say that to your wife, or you can continue to live in your misery. Choice is yours. Brother Matt, you don't want me to say that to my husband. Yes, I do. I know that women just cannot say to their husband, I was wrong and you're right. Come on now. Look at that. Yeah, I was getting ready to say. I backed them into a corner. Sister Renee says, I don't care how you back me into a corner, I ain't giving it up. But if you will confess your part, you know what it'll do to your spouse if they have any love whatsoever. Might not happen immediately, but it'll stick in their craw. And it'll get into their heart, and eventually they'll say, you know what? They're right. I need to go and do what they've done. I want this right. And your turmoil, your war, your distress will be defeated. Amen. And then, when you get to that point and you get there and you've done that, you proclaim the victory. We done prayed. We done confessed. We done got it solved. Now, we begin to call those things which are not as though they were. We begin to speak life into our marriage. We begin to speak life into our health. We begin to speak life into our finances. We begin to speak life into our children. We begin to speak life into our extended families. We begin to speak life into our church. Somebody lift your hands and glorify God this morning. We need to proclaim the victory and speak life unto the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to love this. Once we've got all that going on, we need to pray for our spouse. Because the Bible says pray for your adversary.
Come on, man. Right.
Pray for them that wickedly and despitefully use you.
Come on, man.
You act like it ain't happening in marriages. Woo. You act like you get mad and you don't do that. Wickedly and despitefully use your spouse. Tell me you don't. I'll call you a liar. We need to pray for our spouse and pray for your adversary. Pray for them that wickedly and despitefully use you. Hallelujah. We need to lift one another up in the house of God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Brother Bob, just look at the top over there and click where it says altar, and then pick one of them songs and turn it way down on the computer. Hallelujah. Is anybody here going to admit to before the church today that you ain't suffered that conflict in your home? You ain't suffered that pain and that agony that comes when the enemy trying to stir up problems. You ain't suffered by the enemy trying to cause division between you and your brothers and sisters in the Lord. You and your extended family members. Hallelujah. I today would proclaim the victory. How many of you would join me?
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license A20958803, a Streaming Plus license A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.